The Sistine Chapel is located in the Apostolic Palace, the official residence of the Pope in Vatican City. The Sistine Chapel is originally known as the Capella Magna, taking its name from Pope Sixtus IV, who restored it between 1477 and 1480. The chapel has served as a place of both religious and functionary papal activities. It is also where a new pope is selected. The Sistine Chapel is famous for its frescoes that decorate the interior, and more precisely the Sistine Chapel ceiling and the Last Judgment by Michelangelo. It is about 20 metres high and about 40 metres long by 30 metres wide. Michelangelo painted over 5,000 square feet of frescoes, which is about 460 metres squared. It took Michelangelo 4 years to paint the chapel ceiling, from July 1508 to October 1512. He didn't paint it lying on his back. He conceived a unique scaffolding system. He gets and deserves credit for the entire project, but he had many assistants though. The ceiling falls into three groups of alternating large and small panels. The first group shows God creating the heavens and the earth. The second group shows God creating the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, and their disobedience of God and consequent expulsion from the Garden of Eden, where they have lived and where they walked with God. The third group of the three pictures shows the plight of humanity, and in particular, the family of Noah.
The first panel of the first group depicts the separation of light from darkness. It is based on verses 3 to 5 from the first chapter of the book of Genesis. Verses 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Verses 4, God saw that the light was good and separated the light from the darkness. Verses 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And it was evening, and it was morning the first day. The second panel of the first group depicts the creation of the sun, moon, and vegetation. It depicts the third and fourth day of the creation narrative. The third panel of the first group depicts the separation of land and water. God is dividing the waters from the heavens. The dry land was termed as earth by God, and the water gathered together was called seas. The first panel of the second group depicts the creation of Adam. Michelangelo shows God reaching out to touch Adam. From beneath the sheltering arm of God, Eve looks out a little apprehensively. The second panel of the second group depicts the creation of Eve. God is creating Eve. On the left side, we can see Adam sleeping.
The third panel of the second group depicts the temptation and expulsion. We can see two contrasting scenes. First, Adam and Eve taking fruit from the forbidden tree, Eve trustingly taking it from the hands of the serpent, and Adam angrily picking it for himself. Second, their banishment from the Garden of Eden, where they lived in the company of God, to the world outside, where they are to fend for themselves and experience death. The panel of the third group depicts the sacrifice of Noah. It depicts the sacrifice made by Noah's family after the safe deliverance from the great flood, which destroys the rest of humankind. The second panel of the third group depicts the great flood. In the background, we can see the ark in which Noah's family escaped. In the foreground, we can see the rest of humanity trying to escape as well. The third panel of the third group depicts the drunkenness of Noah. After the flood, Noah grows vines. He becomes drunk and exposes himself. We can see his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, who decide to cover their father with a cloak. Finally, we can see slight judgment. That's a fresco covering in the wall of their wall of the Sistine Chapel. It depicts the second coming of Christ and the final and eternal judgment by God of all humanity. Altogether, there are over 300 figures.